from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny. Next on Forum this morning, should San Francisco tear down part of I-280? Mayor Ed Lee's office is floating a new plan to raise the tail end of Interstate 280 as a way to make the surrounding neighborhood more walkable and livable and to spur development. But the plan would mean moving an important Caltrain rail yard, and critics worry about how surface streets will handle the increased traffic. We'll discuss the proposal in the first half hour. Then we move on to a controversy that has emerged over comments made by a member of the San Francisco 49ers, cornerback Chris Culliver, who said he wouldn't welcome a gay teammate in the locker room. How much homophobia remains in pro football and the world of professional sports? Forum is next. Join us after this. From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny. Good morning and welcome to this morning's Forum program. San Francisco has a history of tearing down freeways. In the 1990s, both the Embarcadero Freeway and the Central Freeway were torn down after being damaged in the 1989 Loma Prieta earthquake. Now, Mayor Ed Lee's office is floating a new plan to knock down the tail end of the 280 freeway. The teardown would make the surrounding neighborhood more walkable and livable and spur development, but the plan would mean moving an important Caltrain rail yard, and critics worry about how surface streets would handle the increased traffic. Would tearing down part of 280's freeway help to create a vital new neighborhood, or would it cause unending gridlock for tech workers on their way to the peninsula and sports fans on their way to a proposed new Warriors arena? We take that up in this Forum first half hour segment. Joining us, John Rayum, Director of Planning for the City and County of San Francisco. Welcome to the program. Good morning.
Good morning, Michael. Thank you.
Glad to have you. Also glad to have Jamie Ackman, who's here with us in studio, Communications Manager for Caltrain. Welcome, Jamie Ackman.
Good morning.
Good morning. John, I thought I'd begin with you just to get a picture of what we're talking about here. Maybe an encapsulated way of looking at it is knocking down I-280 before 16th Street and eliminating ramps at 6th and Brannan and 4th and King and replacing this with a boulevard. But this is, in fact, just for those of us you who are listening outside of the Bay Area, what Wikipedia calls the world's most beautiful freeway. I've got to ask you, before we begin talking about what's in the planning or blueprint stage here, who authorizes this? This is a city plan, and where does it go to be? Because it's a state freeway.
This is a state freeway. Obviously, there would be a lot of analysis and a lot of public comment that we would have to gather before moving this forward. So we're really in the early stage of considering this. But ultimately, it would be Caltrain's decision about whether to take the highway down in concert with high-speed rail in the city and so on.
But you would increase the land value. You'd have more housing. You'd also have, as I said earlier, better hiking and walking. There's a lot of positives in this, huh?
Yeah, I mean, if it works from a transportation standpoint, we think there could be some benefit, some substantial benefits in increasing park space, kind of reconnecting Mission Bay to the rest of the city, opening up land for development, and connecting that part of the city that is actually kind of divided right now by the freeway.
But you would also, Jamie Ackman, have to essentially clear the adjacent rail yard for a high-speed rail line, and there would be problems from your perspective, no?
Well, our goal right now is to look at the issue and determine really how much of the rail yard we need. Do we need the whole thing, or is there an opportunity to shrink it? Because transit-oriented development, improvements to the Mission Bay area are certainly a good thing for Caltrain in terms of ridership and supporting transportation objectives.
Well, there hasn't exactly been great private investment where rail is concerned. It's not gone off the rails, if you forgive me for putting it so cornily. That's a problem, too, isn't it?
Well, it's true. I mean, this anything that we can do to support San Francisco's development objectives and bolster ridership is a good thing. But obviously, we want to do that with sensitivity to our ability to operate effectively into the 4th and King Station in San Francisco.
So Caltrain will do a feasibility study?
We're just in the beginning stages of an 8-month study looking at the rail yard right now.
When you think about this in the big picture, though, it would increase the number of man hours and fuel if the train yard were moved to Brisbane, and the train yard there may not even be viable. I mean, could it handle the extra load?
Well, we're a long ways from even identifying other potential locations should we determine that we would need to relocate any operations to another part of the rail corridor. But certainly, if we did have to do that, we would have to look at operational costs that would be incurred because of additional labor to move trains, fuel costs in the interim while we lead up to electrification. Those would all be considerations.
And John Rayum, I guess there's also a serious consideration about, removing this would present a number of problems. You would have increased, I'm trying to phrase this right here, a lot of traffic problems, first of all, wouldn't you?
Well, I mean, that's what we have to look at. I mean, we're at least a couple of years away from understanding if this is feasible or not, Michael. I mean, we have to look at a whole series of factors on the transportation side and the traffic side. And as you mentioned, the Warriors Arena is a very important consideration here. I mean, really, it's a series of costs and trade-offs and transportation trade-offs, looking at whether taking down the highway and replacing it or having that high-speed rail and Caltrain electrification there is a sufficient replacement. We have to look at all those factors.
Well, what's the process for getting approval of this in the timeline, and why is it so important at this stage, and why are you pushing it?
Well, I think we're working, and, you know, as Jamie said, it's very important that we kind of improve Caltrain, get Caltrain electrified and into the city in the short run, and we fully support that. It's very important for us to get that transit service into the city. But we are also working with them on the yards, as Jamie mentioned, and to understand what of the yards is needed in the long run, how much of them is needed. Maybe it's a phased situation. Obviously, there's a lot of discussion that has to happen before this could be considered, not only with the community in general, but with all the transportation agencies and with the neighborhoods and so on. There's a lot of work to be done. But that's not to say that it's not potentially a great idea. Just like the Embarcadero opened up land for park space and new waterfront activity, this could potentially do the same thing in the long run.
Now, you can understand the concern from Caltrans, though, with stalling or stopping plans that they have to electrify commuter railroad.
Absolutely. And the last thing we want to do is delay those plans. So we have a great working relationship with them right now to understand how we could analyze some of our work at the same time that they can move forward so that we're not holding up their project. At the same time, kind of making sure that what is being done now isn't precluding future options. That's our biggest goal.
Well, let me find out what listeners think about this. And in fact, we're talking about, like I said, what Wikipedia calls the world's most beautiful freeway, and talking about ripping down part of I-280. I can remember I was telling Dan Zoll before we went on the air, going out there with a sledgehammer at the Central Freeway with Willie Brown, and I think we still have pictures of that. Why is this a good idea? Would it make a better neighborhood? And I want to ask listeners what you think about tearing down 280. You can join us, and let me give you a toll-free number to do that. Toll-free number, you can join us now at, remember, this is a half-hour segment, so please feel free to join the program at this juncture. 866-733-6786 is the number to call, and we do welcome your call, so please feel free to join the program. Again, it's toll-free, 866-733-6786. You can also email us, forum@kqed.org, or post your questions or comments, or join the conversation and pretty much give us what your thoughts are by going to our website, kqed.org/forum, and click on this segment. And of course, you can also go to our Facebook page or tweet us, our Twitter handle @KQED Forum. So how do you see this, Jamie Ackman, in terms of the planning and the trajectory of this, just, you know, working things out? If we're going to move ahead on this, what kind of timeline are you looking at?
We had some concerns initially in the early discussion about the rail yard, only because we don't want to delay our plan to electrify Caltrain by 2019. It was very important to High Speed Rail, when they gave us the money, that this be a true early investment in the region. So we're really committed to meeting that deadline. But this 8-month study that we'll be doing should not in any way impact our ability to meet our electrification goals. Down the road, should we need to shrink or relocate the rail yard in some way, we may have to look at that as a separate project in order to prevent any potential impacts for electrification.
And John, what about environmental impact reports?
Yeah, all that would have to be done, Michael. Absolutely. you know, one of the options we considered early on was asking High Speed Rail to consider the removal of the highway as one of their environmental impact report alternatives. We did ask them to consider that, but that's more in the long run now for them. So, again, I think Jamie's absolutely right. I mean, if we can do this study while at the same time moving forward with electrification, I think that's the way to go.
John Rayum, again, is Director of Planning for the City and County of San Francisco with us by phone, and Jamie Ackman here in studio, Communications Manager for Caltrain. And let's go and find out your thoughts and your concerns here from Mission Bay. We have Colin on the air. Hi, Colin.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm against this proposal to tear down the 280 off-ramps, and the reason is the impact on pedestrian safety would be terrible for that neighborhood to have all that traffic, commuter traffic, diverted to the surface roads. And secondly, I don't think it's realistic to assume that that more people would take Caltrain from the 4th and King station just to simply because the employers in the South Bay aren't really all located along the Caltrain line. So I'd appreciate hearing your perspective on that.
Well, two salient points, John Rayum.
Yeah, I mean, I think those are all good points. I think that one of the things we have to figure, one of the advantages of electrifying Caltrain, as I understand it, is that it actually adds frequency to service. So that there can be more trains running more frequently.
Let me just ask Jamie, would you agree with that, Jamie?
We do anticipate more service. We anticipate the ability to carry more riders. And the connection to other regional rail systems and transportation systems will allow people to reach more destinations. So we expect that we'll see a growth in ridership with electrification.
What about pedestrian safety, John?
Well, I think that's clearly what we have to look at. I mean, you know, we have a lot of experience with this now. I mean, I think that's an issue. Again, if this thing can happen, I think it's an issue that we can resolve by making sure we have appropriate pedestrian areas, open spaces, separated pedestrian paths, bike paths, all those things. For example, like in the Central Freeway, I think, you know, the Octavia Boulevard works very well from that standpoint, and I think the same thing could happen here.
Let me thank the caller and move right along to more of your calls, and we go to Patrick. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning. I was going to just talk about the Central Freeway. I remember when it used to be a freeway, they went down Fell Street and how much faster it was, and now it's a lot more beautiful, and you know, there's a park and things next door, but at the same time, in the early morning commute, it is so much slower now to take a left-hand turn to try to get on that thoroughfare than it was 12 years ago. And I feel that with new proposals for the Warrior Stadium, already the AT&T down the block, as well as the fact that there's just, you know, as you said, people from the tech industry go in the peninsula in the morning, I don't know if there's enough lanes for a service street to actually work during certain peak hours.
What about that concern? Can you address it, John Raymond?
Yeah, I mean, again, that's the question on hand. I mean, we think that there is the potential, if the freeway to be removed, to create a boulevard that would touch down at the surface at about 16th Street and carry the traffic that's there, or much of the traffic that's there today. The other advantage of removing the freeway is that you can disperse traffic more quickly from 16th Street, so it's not all going to those two ramps that exist today. Again, there's a lot of work to be done to figure this out, but those are the kinds of things we're looking at.
About private industries in that area, I mean, we try to look at it as a public kind of atmosphere that will happen, but won't most of the money just go to private real estate?
Well, no. I mean, if it opens up land for real estate, that's private development. That would happen, but it would also open up land for parks and bike paths and all that sort of thing that is lacking down there today.
Direct question, if I may, John Rayum, how bullish are you on this idea? It came from Mayor Lee directly, didn't it?
The mayor very, very much supports us taking a look at this idea, and hence we are kind of moving forward with the next.
You're taking a look, but you're making it sound like there are a lot of obstacles up ahead.
Well, but
to put it mildly,
I mean, the city looked at it again, as I said, when High Speed Rail was moving forward with their EIR, the portion of their EIR that was coming into the city, we asked them to consider this as an alternative because we didn't want to preclude it as an option. That's all. But the mayor is excited about the potential, and so I think, you know, it's in my view, it's definitely worth looking at. I think there if it works from a transportation standpoint, I think there could be huge benefits.
Let me read a couple of listener comments from our website, and you can go to our website and add your voice to this, kqed.org/forum, and click on this segment. Here's a listener who writes, I live near I-280 in Soma and rely on it when I need to head southward from the city. I also find the stretch of freeway quite aesthetic for my photography, not an eyesore at all. This section of the city has an industrial feel to it. Even as it changes economically, it would be nice to preserve that. Another listener, Tez, writes on the website, I live on Fell Street. I see how tearing down the Fell Street exit off 101 has been good for the neighborhood. Well, at least prettier. However, the traffic coming off a major highway and into a local neighborhood has created a racetrack down Fell Street. You take your life into your hands if you cross at Octavia and Fell. This is one of those city planning disasters that Lee and his ilk are going to make worse. Leave it alone. I love driving over that exit ramp. It shows off the city beautifully. Try repairing the road south of Market before you tear down a newish, perfectly paved wide highway. And you say what to that, John Ram?
I totally understand. I mean, this thing, if this is to happen, it's probably, you know, it's many years down the road, only after we do a lot of analysis and due diligence. So I totally understand those concerns. Fell Street is a problem that we have to address. But, I would argue that in the end result, the benefit to the city on the Central Freeway is more positive than having that freeway there.
Let's hear from John next. John, thank you for waiting. Join us on Forum. You're on.
Hi. I used to live at the south end of Petrero Hill, and I used to be able to watch all of this traffic clearly. And now I live in Berkeley, and I'll have to say, cutting down that part of the freeway would probably benefit that neighborhood tremendously, because I'm one of those people, if I know 101 is crowded and crazy, I take 280, then I take the surface streets and then jump onto the freeway at 4th or 5th. I think it would really extremely benefit all of the people that live in the area, and that's my comment.
All right. Thank you for the comment. Good to hear from you. Some more comments on our website. Mike writes, it is crazy that 280 does not connect to 80. That whole area is gridlocked. City traffic is dangerous and pollutes and wastes countless hours. Face reality. People need to cross the bridge. City streets are not a solution. Another listener writes, that section of 280 represents a successful urbanistic approach and actually could be a model for other places in the city. It's not a problem, it's a virtue. The under-freeway basketball courts and volleyball pit are well-used and very cool. It is 80 that splits the old city from the newly developing one. It would be fantastic to drop some of that and allow entrance to the new city from the old via Soma. Rita says, how much of the construction of this portion of 280 was built with state highway funds? I would think this amount should be reimbursed to the state as part of the cost-benefit analysis. Any thoughts on that, John Ram?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm sure it was state highway funds, but it was also state highway funds that built the Embarcadero and the Central Freeway. Obviously all these things would have to be worked out with the state.
Well, yet there are lots of questions pouring in here, as you might imagine. There's a question from Robert on Facebook who says, what exits would come down? What would happen to the 22nd Street Caltrain stop?
We don't. 22nd Street's an important station for our service into San Francisco. I know that the city and county of San Francisco agree with us that it serves an important area. So we wouldn't anticipate any impacts should we at some point have to relocate our rail yard. I don't know whether the freeway issue would impact 22nd Street or not, John.
I don't think so. I mean, we're talking about dropping it north of 16th, so it shouldn't affect the 22nd Street station.
All right, a good point from Greg, who says, stop with this most beautiful freeway bit. That obviously applies to 280 south of Daly City, known as the Juniper Arrow Serra Freeway. The segment they want to tear down is part of the John F. Foran Freeway and doesn't share the beautiful designation. Fair enough. Thank you for that, Greg. And Mike tweets, save the feasibility study money. Tearing down's a bad idea. And let's get another caller on here. And that's David. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking the call. I'm a town car limo driver. And I deal with a lot of corporate people and people who come into the city to do business and generate millions of dollars in the city, millions probably. And I happen to think that the removal of 280 borders on stupid and very, very foresighted. I don't know where this idea came from, and I'm a supporter of Lee, but this one I really don't agree with. And the biggest reason is when you bring people into the city and you have bridge traffic or other traffic on 101, you cannot get into the city. 280 is the logical option because 19th Street or an avenue is too far out. If you eliminate this, you eliminate our access going 280 directly to 3rd into the business district and retail district and also to the Embarcadero and dropping the highway off at 16th Street, the amount of traffic, it would be unbelievable. You would destroy efficiency to the city, and I think you would probably have in time a huge impact to the convention consideration for the city of San Francisco.
I think, John Ram, I know you're just looking at this and you're considering all the nuances of it, but I think this caller makes a couple of very good points, not only about traffic, which we've already touched on, but access. I mean, you got to certainly diminish access.
Well, I mean, that's a question. I mean, I don't think it's a certainty that we would diminish access. I mean, highways, you know, highways serve purposes for taking people to certain areas, but the city grid also disperses traffic and takes and can help access as well. We would have to make sure, and in this analysis, that if the highway was to touch down at 16th Street, that there would be a sufficient replacement to take traffic into the city and the places that we need to go, sufficient capacity, I should say, to take traffic into the city. Those are very, very good points about direct access into downtown, and we wouldn't want to threaten that.
Let me read a couple more emails here. A listener named Elizabeth says, Walk San Francisco supports the removal of the freeway and development of new homes, shops, and jobs where the rail yard is now. This will take down a major barrier to walking in our city and help reconnect our neighborhoods. The new street will need to be carefully designed to keep people safe, certainly. We have learned over time how to do this. Embarcadero is the first example, and Octavia is much better. This could be even better. And Roberto says, call me suspicious of Mayor Lee's pro-development interest, but this sounds like a plan to eliminate two eyesores, the exit from 280 and the train yard, from what have become very affluent and very white communities of Portrero Hill and Mission Bay, and dump them both on the Bayview Hunters Point and or the Portola. Latter communities are much more low-income and communities of color with less political power. Jamie Ackman, what do you say to that?
I can't imagine that there's any, untoward discussion going on about moving the rail yard. It's really for us about looking at our operations and understanding the size and scope of what we do there. We're not interested in changing the character of the rail corridor in any way that negatively impacts either our ability to operate efficiently or another community. We want to be fair to everyone. So I'm sure John would agree that before we ever considered a relocation of the rail yard, we would have extensive outreach to any community that we were considering relocating it to.
Absolutely. And I don't see any real options in putting in the southeast part of the city anyway. There's a whole lot of discussion to happen about all of this.
Well, there is a whole lot of discussion from our listeners too, and I think Steve is voicing his opposition here. Steve, go ahead.
Well, I commute down to San Jose, and you can add stations, but the fact is that you're not going to change the location of the line. So how more people would get on, and where the increased ridership would come from is just. I don't really understand it. But the main thing I want to say is I'm in support of all the comments that were made. The one comment that was made in support was made by somebody from Berkeley. This is the kind of thing that makes you want to leave San Francisco and scream, because why are we wasting time on a feasibility study when common sense tells us you're going to be disrupting all of downtown access to Silicon Valley, which is one of the main things that San Francisco has going for it. So please just stop it. Don't move forward with this plan. It makes no sense. Think about it.
All right, Steve, thank you for your comment, and we've got another caller on here. Eric, good morning.
Hi, this is a question for Jamie. I'm curious if Caltrans at all excited about the potential, if there's going to be construction in that area, of coming up with a much more efficient direct alignment of the tracks coming into the Transbay terminal.
We're certainly interested in that discussion. We're a bit away from understanding exactly what that means long term, but absolutely, we are strong supporters of the DTX extension, and we've been working closely with the TJPA to ensure that, for our purposes, there's space and access for our services. So we're interested to see where that goes.
Well, we're going to be interested to see where this plan of this is Mayor Lee's gleam in the eye at this point, to see where it goes. I want to thank you, Jamie Ackman, for joining us here in studio. Jamie Ackman's communications manager for Caltrain, and John Rayum, director of planning for the City and County of San Francisco. Thank you, John. And
thank you, Michael.
Another segment of Forum. We shift gears. We're going to talk about homophobia in professional sports. How much does it continue to exist? Shall we say, intemperate remark made by a San Francisco 49er. We'll find out all about it when we return on Forum.